This is David D-Bone Warner, and you're listening to the CubeCast.
Can you do it again without saying the this time?
This is David D-Bone Warner, and you're listening to CubeCast.
Alright, can you say it again, but not as gay this time?
Alright.
Let's get this started!
Oh shit, wrong button.
I know there are a couple mistakes here and there, or a lot of there, so please bear with us.
Joined with me today.
Once I start something, I stick with it, you know? I could care less about my grammar on this show.
So you mean you couldn't care less? It's a 2x2 last layer. It's 1 in 48. You know the corner cases?
Uh-huh.
You know, like, there's 48 of them? Okay, so
step one's
it's called a 1x3x4 block.
Dude, we're always accurate on the show, man.
About everything.
About everything.
What the hell?
God, that show is so perfect.
What the hell is that?
Womple out. Tom just dropping calls. What's going to happen? Am I going to get stabbed or something today?
Look behind you.
There's a chair behind me.
There's a chair behind you?
I can't believe you actually looked.
Let's see if he's on right now. You can ask him.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me ask him.
This is good podcasting right here. This is perfect.
Basically, you just do a ch-ch, and then on the other side, you do ch-ch-ch, and then the four corners on top, it's like ch-ch-ch, then you do ch.
Good explanation.
This is good podcasting, guys. And if we have enough, we're going to get Tom a microphone so he sounds sexy like me.
Actually, I should take a picture of my microphone and upload it because it's hilarious. It's basically made out of sellotape.
Oh, hey, Tom, your mic's acting a little weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah, are you, like, touching it real ways or something?
Not really.
Yeah, he does. His set.
Hey, your mic is coming out, man.
Your mic is terrible.
Shut up!
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
My mic was fine the other day when Tom was drunk. It's awesome.
It's what? You keep cutting out, man.
Come on, really?
Yeah.
How about now?
Dude, this is going to be so bad. People are going to be so pissed off.
Oh, God, I hate my life. Anyways.
It's cool. They can deal with it.
You just cut out again, dude.
Jesus.
Anyway.
Edit this out, maybe.
No, we're not. We're doing it live.
Edit that.
No, we're doing it live.
Can we start that over?
Edit that over? What are you talking about? I don't edit this show. I'll probably put some background music.
If it does, we'll just edit it out.
No, we're going to keep it in. I don't edit this show. What are you, crazy?
Just edit out anything that sounds bad.
So you want me to take you out of the whole show? All I know is CFOP, and out of that, I pretty much know nothing.
Which was the first CLL you learned? Whoops, this question is for Tom.
You trying to insult me? I don't even know what CLLs are. Explain.
You know what ZZ is?
No.
We call it OLLCP.
What's CP stand
like
for?
It's like the most famous commutator.
Yeah, what are commutators again?
Number three is the sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer.
And it's in first, the hedge slammer.
Even I use it. Oh my gosh. What?
You know, like, in the clock, there's a picture of something, and you can change it.
I have no idea.
You obviously don't know. Never mind. You know when you flip the clock over?
No.
Like,
no.
Oh, okay. No, you know nothing about clock. Idiot.
I know, it's in a circular shape.
It's, full step.
You can skip steps in square one. Pyraminx 2.65 single. It looked like no corner twist and, like, just one cycle.
The Pyraminx guy, he has the 3.71 average. I don't know.
I saw the video. It's crazy stuff. It could have been faster if we twisted the corners correctly.
Twisted the tips.
Yeah. Is that what you call it? The tips or corners? What is it?
Yeah.
Tips?
It's weird that you don't even know anything about anything that's not a 3x3.
I'm a dumbass. Yay. You're Ro Solver, right?
Rue.
Rue? Whatever. Shut up.
You don't even know what he's doing, do you?
I know what he's doing. He's making blocks on the left side, right side, and then he... I know what he's doing, though. I just can't explain it right now. Don't pressure me.
I'm sure. It's a shame. I'm going to have to get a sub-10 at my next competition.
You're not going to get a sub-10 in your next competition.
I will. Why won't I?
What's your average?
Well, I'm about high 11.
I didn't know you were that fast. I thought you were like 18 or something.
No. What the hell?
Eric is like 15 or something, right? 15, 16. And Ro is like 20, 21, so.
19.
God damn it.
You fail so much, Andrew.
That is true.
Okay. Who are you, Fez?
There's still time, man. You can still practice and get fast.
What are you talking about? He's like 10 years old. He's got like 40 years of cubing.
Sylvie
Tran? Is that Chris's sister? Wait. You are U prime, Q prime.
Ah, U prime.
Shut up!
Oh, there's that saying, teach a man, oh, I forgot. Never mind. No. Oh, build a man a fire and he's warm for one day. Set him on fire and he's warm for the rest of his life.
What's your favorite type of triangle?
There's types of triangles? The one with three sides. That's one I'll go with.
Okay.
Get into Dvorak.
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 You're an idiot.
Next episode is going to be Felix.
Felix. Isn't it Felix?
Episode 2 with Felix Zemdegs. Felix.
Didn't talk about this with Felix, but how do you prepare one-handed?
Felix.
Felix. Felix. Felix Zemdegs.
Felix Zemdegs competed this past competition.
Felix. All right. Jiggy from Speed Solving asks Felix. He asked Felix if he had to...
Felix.
You pronounced Felix wrong, and it's not like Felix is particularly hard to pronounce.
Yo, let's leave Felix out of this. All right, before we go on to Phoenix... Phoenix?
Why are we going to Phoenix?
I meant to say Felix.
Now, you guys were spelling it out F-E-L-I-X to help me try to pronounce it, and I would pronounce that as Felix as well. Before we move on, Erica Akerdijak, is that how you pronounce his name?
You don't know how to pronounce his name. It's Eric.
You don't know how to pronounce anything.
You say Eric's name.
Eric Akersdijk.
Michael Hauksuk. Mikhail Hauksuk. I can't. Still for the life of me. Piotr Mikhail Padlewski. Do you think you could pull off a Hugh Laurie American accent?
I didn't know who you meant. It's Hugh Laurie.
All these names are so hard. Let's just get this over with. Is your name pronounced Chris Hardwick?
Yes, okay. What was it? Tester's
Why?
Video.
What are they thinking?
Hey, listeners, I got his name right. Stop bugging me about names.
Oh, right, okay.
It's really Mike Huey, but I'm Asian, so I have that card that I can put here and there.
So you can get away with it anyway.
I can get away with almost anything.
I don't watch Korean television.
The majority is like this guy and girl, and they don't really get along very well.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the series, they're like, oh, I love you. I love you too. Give me fried rice. And it's like, what?
It's funny. You're so racist.
I'm Korean. I can make fun of Koreans, okay?
Do you know what Ness is?
Sounds racist. They wouldn't let me on the flight. They said, for us to change this name, you're going to have to pay me $150 just to get on the flight. I go into Asian mode, and I'm like, oh, hell no, you're not going to charge me $150. So they're like, oh my god, this guy's never going to leave me alone. So they just changed it for free. Yeah, I remember now.
No, you don't. You're just making that up.
Oh, I do remember. Trust me. I'm Asian. What does that have to do with anything?
You seem to pull your Asian card a lot. If you had to change your ethnicity, what would it be?
Canadian.
That's not an ethnicity.
Yo, is it bad that I want healthcare, dude?
I've really gotten into Skube recently.
Oh, nice.
I hate Skubes.
Love Skubes. So much fun.
Why do you hate Skubes?
It is a cube-like object that doesn't turn like a 3x3. It makes me immediately angry.
Ooh.
Alright, that's not cool.
That's my lovely Skube.
I can't even do that 6x6.
I can't even finish centers that.
Or a Skube.
Yeah, you can screw yourself.
If hypothetically the community were going to give you a gift as a thank you for all the hard work we put into the podcast, how many Skubes would you want us to get for you?
I would like an email instead just saying, we were thinking of getting you Skubes, but we decided against it. That would be better than actually getting me the Skubes. If Sarah Palin was holding a Skube and shouting her usual rhetoric and crap, I would be more mad at the Skube. What is your least favorite puzzle? Because you obviously know what mine is.
Probably the clock or like ultimate Skube.
There's an ultimate Skube?
My favorite type of Skube is the QJ.
It's different types of Skubes? That's another strike against giving up on humanity. Let's stop talking about Skube because it's giving me cancer. I saw Mike Hughey's Almost 2 7x7. It was amazing. It really motivated me to almost start learning.
You could teach, like, Turbo.
Tried learning Turbo.
You should just learn Block first, Andrew.
You are my favorite cuber. Oh, thanks, Tyler. Will you ever make a tutorial on how to solve any of the cubes blindfolded? Oh, I guess he's addressing you, Mike.
You must solve a 3x3 blindfold in less than 10 minutes to save the world. How badly do you fail? If I tried to do a sum-by-sum blind now, a memo would be like 4 hours alone or something.
If I tried, I would be 2 hours into the 2 hour point. He's like, I just realized I don't know how to blindfold this.
I'm saying it now. I will learn blindfold within the year. And,
I'll hold you to that.
And if this episode gets deleted, that doesn't count.
You're not allowed to delete it now.
Yeah, but I got it, guys. People are telling me to go blindfold Scoob. You can go screw yourselves.
Name three flavors of bacon.
Crispy.
That's not a flavor.
Smoky. Barbecue.
Yeah, okay.
Ketchup.
If you went to a diner and you ordered some bacon, and the bacon came and it was really, really tasty, the waitress comes out and asks if everything was fine, and you say the bacon was really good, and she said, made from 100% baby. How would you react?
That is some good baby.
If I'm feeling like I want to spoil myself, I'll put a slice of bacon in there. Peanut butter jelly bacon.
Cakes, cupcakes, or pancakes?
Just cake. Cake. Yeah, I love cake. Another interesting thing about this week is, like, I'm 3 days of eating cake. For some reason, this week I've eaten cake 3 times.
You're just a fat ass.
I'm just saying, I've been generally losing weight, but just had some cake.
Come on.
Damn. That does... You're like a cake Nazi.
If I opened your refrigerator right now, what would I find?
Cake.
Or a lack of cake, because you ate it all, right?
I've still got some more.
If you were to compete in a gluten bowl, which food would you compete in?
Cake. I've got some cake that I'm just chomping through while I do this. I had so many different types. Like, one of them was corn cake. It was like a cake made out of cornflakes, and it had some jam in and stuff.
Do you just go to the bakery and just buy it, or do you just go to people's birthday parties?
No, it's like happened randomly. At first, there was just like some birthday parties, and then I was just like, oh, I'll just get some cake as well.
John Johnson, right? That's a good name.
John Johnson. John Johnson.
John Johnson.
John Johnson, which is, you know, just a stupid-ass name that I just
made
up.
Pretty British name.
Yeah, pretty British.
It cost me about $100 to put it online. And,
it cost me nothing.
Cost you to be British. It's obviously peanut butter and jelly.
You mean jam?
Jam? What?
Yeah, do you know what jam is?
Yeah, it's jelly.
Then we got woken up at 8:30.
Wait. What the hell is that?
The time. 8:30. What is hand sanitizer? Is it just soap?
You don't know what liquid hand sanitizer is?
Well, is it like liquid soap? I don't know. It's like an American word. I think we should call it soap.
He was standing on the sidewalk ready to cross the street.
You mean the pavement? Where's he from?
Alabama.
Yeah, you know where that is? Yeah, I know where that is.
Okay.
Somewhere in America. It's only like 20 quid.
What's quid?
We drive on the left.
You drive on the retarded side, that's why, in the English.
It's gonna pay for Joey getting a freaking haircut.
And I'm looking forward to, like, speaking to all the different guests you'll have, apart from Joey.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's nice to have an actual guest on here.
As opposed to one of our friends.
Yeah, we had someone last week. I don't know who. Oh, well.
Say you are being chased by an angry group of zombies. Would you strategically place a gullible person that would be serving as human bait? Or would you lay down several bacon strips past its expiration date to slow them down?
I'd probably use the person, because they'll die soon enough anyway.
Who?
Save some time. Probably Joey. He won't last that long anyway, so he wouldn't mind.
Yeah, actually, Joey was European.
Joey, he doesn't count. Why do we hate Joey so much?
I don't know. It's just fun.
I'm just kidding, Joey. We love you.
If speedcubing.com made a big-budget movie, who is the good guy and who's the bad guy?
The good guy would have to be, like, Joey, I guess. The bad guy would be Shane Rowland.
There was that one guy, he averages 50-something, and then he got a 13-second solve.
That was Shane Rowland.
He's the Death Cuber, right?
Famous Death Rubix. I don't want to make fun of him, but he's not going to find out. But,
You just did. That's mean.
Shut up.
I hope this doesn't anger people.
The only person we might have annoyed is Cutie, which, I don't know.
I don't think he listens to the show.
Yeah, also, Shane Rowland. Yeah, he doesn't listen either.
You can get it on 360.
Yeah, I know, but you have to pay.
It's like $10 now for the orange box, dude.
Yeah, I know, but you have to pay.
But you buy, like, 60 cubes at a time.
Yeah, I know, but whatever. I'm looking forward to going lying down now after this.
Dude, it's like 7 for you.
But I'm tired.
It's like 11 for you, man.
Yeah, I know, but I need an early night. Well, if you want to get fast, you should, like, switch to doing 2 pieces at a time.
Yeah, but it's work.
Yeah, apparently he knows full PLL.
How many is that for Megamix?
a lot. I'd work it out, but I don't have pen and paper on me, and I don't want to work something out live and have it wrong.
No, let's do it. Let's spend the next 5 minutes.
What, just waste it? It's five corners. Actually,
no, I was just kidding.
I worked out the number of cases, but I think it's very wrong.
What is it?
18 million.
On go after counting to three, alright? One, two, three, scissors. Alright, again. Alright, one, two, three, scissors.
Paper.
Oh, yeah!
Why did you do the same again?
Because I knew you were gonna, you know, the whole logic thing, whatever, yeah. People know what I'm talking about. Alright, one, two, three, now scissors. Paper. Yeah!
I was thinking of saying scissors, but then I thought you might say rock, so that's a paper.
We're not going to that joke. We have some dignity.
It's over 9,000!
And we just lost that. Okay. Oh, hey, roll. Oh, we're so good!
Yes, we did it!
Why no CLLs? Woo!
Well, of course you do. T-perms are CLL.
It's time for quick fire questions. Woo!
Name a type of penguin.
I just can't think of midget penguins.
Would you rather kiss Sarah or Shelly?
I'll say Shelly because she doesn't listen to the show.
Have you ever had an imaginary friend? What was he called?
It would be a superhero. His name would be It. His superpower would be flying, and he can rip skin off himself and make bacon.
Do you have a method for cube maintenance?
Soak it in warm water, cube it a bit, and use a toothbrush to wipe all the lube off. I dry each piece individually. After that, I go to bed with it, stroke his hair, read and love poems.
Does it have a name? He's
John. I just realized it's kind of gay. I changed the name to Megan. No, that sounds like a fat woman.
Call it like Michelle.
Michelle? Okay, that's good. Team Jacob or Team Edward?
I want them both to die.
Do you hang your toilet paper over or under?
Usually it's just on the side. It's not hung.
You discover a new planet, what do you call it?
Tom's planet.
Would you rather live without bacon or have diabetes?
I'd have to live without bacon, because I couldn't be bothered with diabetes. I'm too lazy to have diabetes.
If you were a cube, what cube and what type of cube would you be?
I was going to say a 2x2 because it's simple, but then I'm just taking the mick out of myself now. Yeah, 2x2.
2x2?
Because it's simple.
If you're going to be shipped somewhere, would you rather be cushioned with bubble wrap or peanuts?
Oh, I could eat the peanuts.
Packaging peanuts, you idiot.
Well, I guess I could still eat them.
Four people asked this question in separate emails. They all asked, what the F is Aki?
He's just this guy, you know. I can't really divulge more information than that, I'm afraid. Basically, all you need to know is I just post pictures on the forum of him.
And he's just a dude.
Yeah, he's very cute. If you suddenly became a cannibal and had to eat one member of the forum, who would it be and why?
Bite Huey, because he's really tender.
Explain the word epic with your own words and say it as few times as possible.
Epic means like heroic, unforgettable, and mind-blowing. In other words, just epic.
If you had to get a sex change, which gender would you switch to? You are forced to be in a Jello wrestling cage match with an opponent of your choosing. Who would it be and what would your signature move be called?
Probably like Roe Hessler. Signature move, something like the last layer skip where I just cut your head off.
It's a wrestling match, dude.
You didn't say I couldn't kill him. Which forum member would you most like to be in a cage match with?
You, dude. I'm gonna take you on. Yeah! If you had to fight a cage match with the leader of any country, past or present, who would you fight?
Current Germany, because it's a woman.
Me and Andrew are the main course. What's your side dish?
Oh, my side dish would be Tom. I'm just gonna take you and put you a little bit on the side, you know?
So you're like dividing me?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. Maybe your legs.
If you had to live in a cage with a dangerous animal for the rest of your life, what animal?
I would go with Tom. Tom's a dangerous animal.
Yeah, it is true. I've been known to kill people.
I think he has all six answers ready to go. It's gonna be like, how do you fight off a polar bear, Tom? What would the world be like without Rubik's Cubes?
It would be like Tom's pants.
What would that be like?
Barren.
If me and Andrew were drowning, and you only have one life preserver, who would you save?
I didn't understand the name, so I take Andrew.
It was Tom and Andrew.
Oh, you said me? You meant me? Oh my god, sorry.
Why don't you get married already? God.
We will.
Oh.
We will, definitely. You get to punch one and kiss the other, Andrew or Tom.
Okay, this time I'm punching Andrew and kissing Tom. So we have to admit that Tom is already dead.
You're into kissing corpses, huh?
I'm a necrophile.
You heard it here, folks. Forte captures you and feeds you waffles and bacon. You don't like the bacon, so you insult Forte. Forte then says he will dismember you or cut off both your hands. You get to choose.
Dismember me from speed solving.
No, dismember you from your member.
Oh my. And both my hands.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
You're inside the sun. Inside the sun, there's a modem, a lemon, and a new tutor. Cinderella is trying to learn Hyper Beam, but Cinderella can't learn more than 4 moves, deleting older moves to make room for Hyper Beam.
She's gonna unlearn the move to drop her slippers at random times, but it's gonna be an unfortunate life because when she's dancing with the prince, she's gonna accidentally solar beam his face off. This movie's not gonna be made by Disney.
Did you try and pitch it to them?
Yeah, it's gonna be like, you know, Cinderella, it's gonna be like that.
But a lot
more prince dies at the end. If drinking one ostrich egg with a handful of cinnamon increased your lifespan by 20 days, how many eggs will you drink?
I just continuously drink it. Like, just live forever.
Well, what's your kind of lifestyle? I don't think it would last. You and Meep are in Pengyland and are having happy scoop times. Andrew King appears out of the ground and tells you and Meep to have no more happy scoop times. Which song do you guys sing to scare away the Andrew?
Andrew Kang is belly dancing at US Nationals 2011. Great Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il. Their belly dancing is so magical that they instantly get transported to Justin Jeffrey's house. Andrew Kang in Sunshine of the 21st Century, Kim Jong-il, run into the house and find a cabinet full of cereal. What cereal do they decide to eat?
It was a better hotel, and it was closer to the venue.
Did you have somewhere to sleep?
Yeah.
Why did they have extra bed?
No, I just hijacked the bed spot. I finally figured out how to beat roof solvers. You just give them the cube, and you inspect really quickly, and then you say, let's 3, 2, 1, go.
I like all kinds of different hairstyles, but I don't like gradual transitions. I'll just one day be like, I want to completely change my hairstyle, so I'm going
to
go cut it
So out. You'll just go to the... Go to the hairdressers and just be like, yeah, just cut it all off, change it.
Yeah.
Blindfold yourself and just go at it.
For this crew cut, I purposefully shaved it into a mohawk and just to see what it would look like, but I didn't wear it for any longer than a minute or two, just to
I went up
to my roommate, hey man, what's up, what do you think? And he was like,
Recently, Ro, you joined the YouTube sensation Five Awesome Cubers. You are the first of the five, which is Monday. Right?
Yeah, I forgot to make one this week.
Doesn't that make three in a row, dude?
Well, if you call it a video, I just kind of made a video apologizing for not making a video.
There's a video on the site, you with a weird white mustache.
Damn.
That's just his face.
Yeah, right, it does look white. At a competition recently, one of the younger German competitors, he estimated I'm 48 years old. And his reason was my white beard. But his sister estimated I'm 22.
When I'm driving, license plates bring my images together all the time. Cars are funnier to me because I see the license plate because they're right in front of me, and I'll be like, man, that's a funny image.
Do you compliment people? Hey, nice license plate you got there. It's going to take you far.
No, or honk the horn. Awesome license plate.
The guy just has no clue what you're going on about. To them, it's just a random string of numbers and letters.
That was my first time in a while that I've stayed up until 6 a.m. or so.
Just to argue or whatever?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I spend way too much time on the forum.
This is an XKCD comic. Someone's asking him to come to bed, and he's like, I can't, there's something wrong on the internet.
Yeah, I remember seeing that and thinking, that's me.
It's not like you have to improve, though. I'm sure people find it funny when you post.
Oh, but it's such a waste of time. Recently, I made one day without visiting the forums. That was my goal for that day, and I managed. Yeah, usually I visited every 10 or 15 minutes looking if there's anything new. It's ridiculous.
Currently, it's going to change the way people start constructing buildings now because it saved a bunch of time and waste because they had it all pre-built pretty much.
I guess it'll get cheaper over time as well because the planning involved.
Alright guys, listeners, welcome to Construction Cast, where we talk about Chinese building methods. Obviously, if you're gonna let someone else borrow it,
you know, just don't let someone else borrow it. Or if you do let someone else handle it, you know, say keep track of it.
Well, one thing you can do to make sure no one wants to borrow your cubes is just change your color scheme so no one will want to compete with it and you won't lose your thing.
Steph, I noticed something. You do a lot of things, but your work ethic is a little odd to me.
It seems like you procrastinate.
It's like, hey, how's that website going? Yeah.
I have very poor discipline and I get distracted.
There's the random post like a paper face guard for blindfolding.
read the regulation. Do you want me to go into detail?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Just like, make sure you like know them.
Nice detail. I saw a video of you two, I think.
That's Eric Weinbach.
Whatever.
We gotta sit on this for a second. We just gotta let this...
No, shut up!
You mistook Eric Linebacker for Rohit Slick.
I didn't mistake. Alright,
we're gonna repeat that. You mistook Eric Linebacker for Rohit Slick. Your background information. What's your background?
He's Jewish.
That's got nothing to do with anything.
Kind of meant cubing.
Like, it's really good for FMC.
I guess. I never really got into that stuff.
Yeah, you say it like it's a drug. Oh, I was never into FMC.
It was my junior year of high school, and it was the last baseball game of the year, and my friend just got kicked off the team, and I decided to mess with him after the game, and I took his baseball hat, and I took a crap in it. And one day, we were, like, doing batting practice, and I was running, and I really had to go to the bathroom again, so I told my coach, and then I started to go to the bathroom with my helmet on. He's like, leave that here.
Casey.
Yeah?
How can you go out with someone that s*** in people's hats?
David Wonder? I wrote that Wonder on this. David Woner. I think his name was Hyan.
Hyan's Wang?
Yeah.
Don't know how to say it. It sounds like I just said Hyan's Wang.
I hate chihuahuas.
I hate living things. Another thing is that, oh, I've forgotten. She said, Wait, I remember. Shut up. No, it's gone. I remember it while we talk.
Oh, you forgot? Ah, oh, come on.
Oh, well, yeah, I remember now because you said I forgot. You said, well, I have his babies, and if he's offering them, I'll take them off his hands. I'll probably get some good money for them.
There's not a lot of hot chicks, so I can't flood my big muscles in competitions because it'll be kind of gay. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, different mic.
You sound a lot sexier.
Thanks, bro.
No homo. In 2007... I got second place in the World Championship in Hungary. I got to meet Erno. We made out a little bit. That's actually false, so don't quote me on that. It's coming around that time of the month where we need to pay for the website hosting.
That time of the month.
That time of the month.
Six easy moves on the right-hand side, two more on the left, turn the puzzle over. Beautiful four flips followed by two ugly on the bottom side, and some other stuff. Six on the left, and we're done. And don't forget to wear your helmet.
Oh, we're gonna keep that stuff for some other shows later.
Did you know women prefer
CubeCast
for their men 1 bajillion times more than lady-scented body washes? Did you know that I'm
solving
this
cube
backwards? Yeah.
This is a silly show.
Stupid fun.
It's the best kind. CubeCast, bringing on the pain! I love you, listeners. Goodness, if this fucked up, I'm gonna punch you, baby.